change for me was, following a passion. I was always interested in design and construction, but property investment really became a personal passion of mine, and I started to help friends and family invest in property. And
this is Property Invest Story, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, I'm speaking with Michael Ossett, who turned his backpacking holiday into a decade-long corporate career. From there, he started his own business and built a substantial property portfolio. Also, before we delve into this episode, go over to propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to receive your free property investor case studies, where you'll learn how to generate passive income from your properties. Go there now to sign up for free. Ossett is the founder and director of Strand Property Group, a property investment advisory and buyer's agency. Focusing on helping busy professionals develop their property investment strategies has helped him stand out from the crowd.
And that's been a focus of the business for the last 12 months, is to really focus on who we can help best and who's our sort of target market in Sydney and around Australia. One of the things I've learned is that you can't be everything to everybody. And so really focusing on, you know, the people that you can help the most and add the most amount of value to, I think is important in anything.
In and out of the office, Ossett's day takes him from liaising with clients to inspecting properties all around Sydney.
So every day is different, which is something that I love about this industry and the business. So, you know, any day could be meeting with current or future clients. Could be sat down discussing, you know, their property goals and creating strategies and long-term plans around how they can build wealth for the future by obviously investing in real estate. Another day we could be out and about in the car inspecting properties for our buyer's agency clients, and generally we are focusing on the Lower North Shore and Northern Beaches of Sydney, and some days we even cross over the bridge and check out properties in the east like Paddington, Surry Hills, Bondi Junction, those sort of areas. And then other times we could be on the phone liaising with selling agents and discussing properties that are for sale, or, you know, ones that are off market or about to hit the market, as well as negotiating on behalf of our buying clients to obviously try and purchase their next property. And then obviously we've got more of the regular stuff in the office, answering emails, on the phone, talking with prospective clients. And we also spend quite a bit of time writing property inspection reports and appraisals, and then obviously writing investment strategy reports for clients. So it's very varied, and yeah, you know, every day is very different.
Wow, what a jam-packed, varied day that you've got there. And it's exciting because you get to do so many different things, and it's good to be actually in and out of doing the office, because I think sometimes it's easy to get bogged down with the admin type of work in this type of type of work, because there's so much paperwork that's involved. But actually getting out there and having a look and seeing what the properties are for your clients actually allows you to be on the forefront of what's going on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why we focus on certain areas, because I think it's important to be on the ground in the areas that you're buying for clients. You know, you become an expert specialist in those areas, and you build relationships up as well with selling agents. So I think that's important. It's very difficult to buy property from a distance, and especially when you're charging a professional fee to clients. You know, you want to do the best job possible by them, and I think that's key.
Growing up, Ossett spent the majority of his life overseas.
So I grew up in a small town just outside of Leeds, which is in Yorkshire in the north of England. It's a place where it's generally cold and rains for most of the year. Obviously moved over to Australia about 12 years ago.
Ah, fantastic. And did you actually do all your studies and go to school in England before you actually moved across?
Yeah. So I went to primary and high school in my hometown, and then I studied architectural engineering at Leeds University. And that was actually a combined architecture and civil engineering degree. So it was quite a new course at the time, and something that was really interesting and obviously beneficial too.
Born into construction, Ossett gained a wealth of experience he would put to use after he moved to Australia.
So we moved over to Australia not long after I graduated. I'd worked for quite a few years in the UK while I was at school. And really, I've been in property since, probably since the day I was born. My dad was a building consultant and had a construction business. And I used to spend, weekends following him around building sites and in the office looking at drawings and all those kind of things. And then when I was old enough, probably around 15 or 16, I started working for him in construction, and started at the bottom, worked as a labourer during school holidays, and that really gave me a good experience in that field.
Not only did he gain experience in the construction industry through his dad, Ossett was also inspired by his parents' investing experiences.
Yeah, well, I think because my dad had worked in the industry, I'd always had an interest in it. And because I'd worked in construction, it's always been a part of my life. And I think, again, there's sort of real appreciation for investing in property after watching my parents buy a property to rent out probably when I was about 10 or 11. And that sort of was a bit of a light bulb moment in terms of, opening your eyes to the opportunity of owning property and collecting rent on it. My parents bought a couple of properties, but, it never really turned into a big portfolio. But it certainly gave me sort of the introduction and the inspiration to do it myself later down the track.
When he reached university, he was guided by his experience and growing interest in construction.
I mean, I grew up with property and construction and also design, and so that led me into studying architecture and engineering at university to sort of give a real ground into that industry. At the same time, I always thought I was going to go into aviation and be an airline pilot.
But
and I had that interest from quite a young age as well. But I think when it came to applying for university, the heart was in really in property and construction. So I ended up following that really.
After university and at the start of his career, Ossett's stay in Australia transformed from a working holiday into a decade-long life experience.
In my last 2 years at uni, I worked in an architect's practice, and that really gave me sort of in-office experience in design. And then after I graduated, I came over to Australia for a working holiday with my girlfriend at the time, Sarah, who's obviously now my wife. But we came over for 12 months and said, let's have a holiday and work for a year while we're in between, obviously, university and settling down into a career. We obviously not long after we were here, we're both successful in landing good jobs in Sydney and ended up taking permanent roles there. So myself, I got a job working as a designer, building designer within a global development company. And they helped me secure sponsorship and still here 12 years later.
After 10 years in the corporate world, Ossett again followed his passion, this time for property, to start his own buyer's agency.
Yeah, worked in corporate world for 12 years just over 10 years and then made the move across to start my own business about 2 years ago now. And really the change for me was, following a passion. I was always interested in design and construction, but property investment really became a personal passion of mine. And I started to help friends and family invest in property, and they could see the value in it. And I think that's when I decided that I could turn this into a business, and obviously help more people along the same lines and add value to people on a personal level, as opposed to working within a company and working on a business-to-business sense.
Leaving the corporate world behind, Ossett took a risk-averse approach to his leap into self-employment.
Yeah, it was always going to be a big jump to leave the comfort of a corporate career and a regular paycheck. But, you know, I think if you're passionate about something enough, you can make a success out of it. And, you know, before starting the business, I put a lot of work into setting it up properly and making sure that we had, you know, good cash buffers in place, we had plenty of equity across our portfolio. So we actually held off buying our next investment property to actually start the business and to ensure that, you know, we were being risk averse and comfortable with our cash flow before doing so.
Drawing on his own investing experience has helped catapult him into drawing a full-time income from his business only 2 years after its inception.
I think having gone down the journey of investing personally and building a successful portfolio has really, you know, put me in a position to help other people do the same. I think there's a lot of people out there who offer services, you know, on the basis of theory and watching other people do it. But I think when you've trodden the path yourself, it's much easier to help people do the same and obviously add value to their life. And that was really important step to take to start the business.
Finding the income stability to build his business and portfolio, Ossett attributes his success to his mindset and risk-averse attitude.
The mindset plays a big part, and I think if you keep holding back on things that you really want to do, you'll never get started. And I think if you take a cautionary approach and make sure you put everything in place to protect the downside, you know, I think you should seek opportunities and jump at them when you can.
After the break, Ossett will continue to guide us through his property investing journey from how he entered the industry.
I think that, you know, that experience and that history really gave me a determination to buy our own property. And, you know, all along from day one, we were very diligent savers and built up a deposit as fast as we could, even while we were renting in Sydney. And then after about 5 years of, you know, saving hard, we managed to buy our first owner-occupier property.
To growing as an investor and developing his strategy.
That's when I really learned the concept of cash on cash returns and obviously return on investment. I think one of the biggest advantages of property as an investment vehicle is the ability to leverage your cash or equity and purchase a property that's worth 5 or even 10 times more.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey podcast listeners, if you're finding this podcast super informative, then guess what? I'm giving you an exclusive free case study from property investors like this one just for listening. These case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific strategies and numbers of their portfolio. Simply text me your email address to 0499881040 to get your free case studies. Now back to the show. Starting from scratch in Australia, Ossett was encouraged to save hard and buy his first property.
Yeah, we literally came over to Australia with about $2,000 to our names and backpacks. And, you know, I think it was the minimum that you needed to get a visa here. And the idea was to work and then spend that money on traveling. But we obviously got settled down pretty quickly, but we did kind of build our life from scratch, really, you know, renting a tiny studio and, you know, accumulating things as we went. But I think that, you know, that experience and that history really gave me a determination to buy our own property. And, you know, all along from day one, we were very diligent savers and built up a deposit as fast as we could, even while we were renting in Sydney. And then after about 5 years of you know, serving hard, we managed to buy our first owner-occupier property, which was a two-bedroom apartment in Manly Vale on the Northern Beaches. And really that was the, you know, the springboard to getting started.
Excellent. Wow. That's very inspiring. So you mentioned it took you 5 years to save that deposit. That's great work. I mean, like, seriously, in Sydney, as you know, the cost of living is so high, let alone the rent and so forth. It obviously is quite hard to save up quite a substantial deposit for that. Did you actually put down like a 20% deposit to buy that apartment?
The first property, I think we put 15% down and had a small amount of lender's mortgage insurance. I think we got to the stage where I said, right, we've saved enough to be able to get in comfortably without, you know, waiting to save, you know, the full 20%. And I think, you know, the drive and the determination was to buy a property. So we wanted to do it as quickly as possible.
After purchasing the first property and with his firmly established savings habit, Ossett was able to build his portfolio more rapidly.
So I suppose we settled in there, we moved in there and got used to the idea of paying a mortgage every month. And, you know, in a way it's forced savings, you know, it comes out of the bank account every month and, you know, you do everything you can to keep up to that. But I think because we'd always been diligent savers, we still had a mentality of saving as much of our disposable income as possible. So yeah, after about 12 months or 18 months, we then had enough deposit for another property and pushed ahead to buy an investment property. And with that, we put down a 5% deposit and obviously borrowed a bit more and had lender's mortgage insurance, but that managed to get us as another apartment.
With the help of lender's mortgage insurance, Ossa applied his saving skills to build his portfolio.
It was purely just hard saving and lender's mortgage insurance for the second one. I mean, looking back, I'm not sure, you know, I would be so, you know, risky now in terms of borrowing up to 95%. But at the time, you know, the Sydney market was flat and we did buy a cheaper property than our first one. So the first one that we lived in was probably about 15 years old. And the second one we bought was a kind of 1970s yellow brick apartment. And we bought that for under $400,000 at the time. And it was in original condition. So I think we got a good deal at the time and managed to get into a second property, you know, after only saving up for 12 to 18 months.
So 7 years after buying his first property, how extensive is his portfolio?
Yeah, so we've now got six properties and that's spread across Australia. So we've got two properties in Sydney, we've got two in Brisbane and two in Adelaide. And the valuation of those is probably just over $3.8 million now. We've gone pretty hard over the last 7 or 8 years to get to that position.
Reflecting on his journey, Ossett learned a valuable lesson when he explored other investment vehicles.
Probably the worst investing moment or decision wasn't necessarily property related. In 2007, we'd been in Australia about 2 years, and you know, I had a real interest in property finance and investment, and I had a real sort of inkling to put money into the stock market. So I'd saved up a small sort of pool of money to be able to do that, about $5,000. And in 2007, bought four or five blue chip shares, thinking that they would always do well. But little did I know that the GFC was about to hit in 2008. So the shares lost about half their value over the next few years and never really recovered back to their original value. So that was a lesson to learn. But I think what I learned from that was that I invested money into something that I didn't really understand at the time and didn't do much research into. And I think, you know, the whole of the stock market suffered losses, you know, through 2008, 2009, but I don't think I knew enough to make an informed decision at the time, and really went into it without a plan or a strategy in place. It was kind of just one of those things. So that was definitely a hard lesson to learn.
Growing as an investor has been a key element in both his worst and best investing moments.
I think the light bulb moment for me was probably at the beginning of our property investment journey. And I think when we were sort of buying the first place, or even after we'd bought it, and really, you know, understanding the numbers that go behind it and the leverage of, you know, borrowing money from the bank and putting down a smaller deposit. I think that's when I really learned the concept of cash on cash returns and obviously return on investment. I think one of the biggest advantages of property as an investment vehicle is the ability to leverage your cash or equity and purchase a property that's worth five or even 10 times more than that amount by borrowing money from someone else, obviously the banks or finance. So I think because you can access the positive return on the investment, the return on investment is based on your initial investment, your deposit, not the total asset value. So really that leverage was the light bulb moment for me.
Wow, that's great. It's good to know that, because I think it's really the fundamental and the principles behind investing into properties. You know, a lot of people think that, yep, if you've got enough capital behind you, you can actually buy more property. But I guess at the end of the day, it's being able to leverage off that, and that's been the key to success to a lot of successful property investors as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, if your property goes up by 5% in 1 year, that's 5% on the total asset value. But, you know, if you put a 20% deposit down, you know, that's a return on investment of about 25%. And that's really where property puts itself ahead of any other investment class. Obviously you can borrow against shares, but not to the same level. And I think it's that power of leverage that really was the light bulb moment. But obviously a cautionary note with that is that you know, leverage should always be used with caution. Your gains are certainly magnified when the property grows in value, but on the flip side, your losses can also be magnified if the property loses value. And I think the important thing to note there is, you know, research and prudent investment is key to minimizing your risks in that sense.
So, inspired by this story and what Michael Ossett is excited about today, we'll keep the conversation going in a future episode on Property Investory Podcast, where we'll break down his strategy.
You know, we spent nearly a month renovating that property to add value to it, but also increase the rent that property could achieve from the start. And really, that was the strategy to begin with. It was what I call a buy, renovate, and then hold strategy.
Gaining insight into how Ossett developed the mindset that helped fuel the success of his strategy.
You know, we went through the process of researching areas and buying sensibly. Buying below market value and adding value by renovation and utilizing my experience in design and construction. And I think once we got comfortable with the notion that, you know, this thing wasn't going to lose value, then, you know, we could take steps towards doing it.
And that's next time on a future episode of Property Investory Podcast. Also, if you haven't subscribed to receive your free property case studies that I only send out exclusively via email, then head over to propertyinveststory.com and subscribe. These real case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific numbers of their portfolio, the strategies, and much more. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com to receive your free case studies. Thanks for listening.